love to be here in your presence. We love to come and worship you and praise you and just pour everything we have out at your feet. So here we are, Holy Spirit, just come and take over tonight. Just take over. On Sunday, we read about the river rising as it came from the temple. And first it was just the ankles, then knees, and then up to the waist, and then just up as a river. And Father, we have just felt your Spirit rising here the last few months. It's just been more and more and more. And so we say, we love more. Just come more, come more. This is all for you, Lord God. It's all for you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Father. We love you, Holy Spirit. It's all for you. In Jesus' name. Oh, come to the water. Those who are weary. Your water, Lord. In your river, there's life and there's healing. So we come tonight. We come to drink deeply, just to be here in your presence, to worship you with everything we have, Lord God.
For we have seen the pain that shaped our hearts. Still breathing, 'cause we have seen the hope of your healing rising from our souls. Is the feeling we are drawing close? Your light is shining through. So wake up, wake up, wake up, all you sleepers.
Shining, shining, shining. So wake up, wake up, wake up.
hearts are yours. Not our will, but yours be done. Oh, here we stand. Our hearts are yours. Not our will, but yours be done. Oh, here we stand. Our hearts are yours. Not our will, but yours be done. Oh, here we stand. Our hearts are yours. Not our will, but yours be done.
Not our will, but yours be done. is moving here in front of me. He's moving here in front of me. Oh, I made the deaf to hear. Is silencing my every fear. Silencing my every fear. Oh, I made the blind to see. Is moving here in front of me. Moving here in front of me. Oh, I made the deaf to hear. It's silencing my every fear. Silencing my every fear. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of me. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles.
Oh, yeah.
No one who does impossible.
Reaching out to make me whole.
its life is flowing through my veins. Its life is flowing through my veins. And I believe in you. I believe in you.
Hey,
you're the God.
believe in you, oh God, 'cause you're the Lord of lords, you're the King of kings, you're the mighty God.
You're the same.
Down to embrace. Spirit, pour out your spirit.
and daughters. Pour out your spirit on all your sons and daughters. Pour out on all your sons and daughters. Pour out your spirit on all your sons and daughters. Just want more. We just want more of you, God. We've tasted and we've seen. You're so good. We want more. We want more, more, more of you. We're hungry. We're thirsty. We need more. So won't you come like you promised, pour out your spirit, pour out your spirit. Oh, won't you come like you promised, pour out your spirit. Your spirit, pour out your spirit, pour out your spirit, pour out your spirit. Of our heart, God, we want more of you. We want more of you. We want more. We want more. We want more of you. We want more of you.
My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do.
nothing else will do. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else.
To our way.
done hang on the shore, just dipping in your toe. Don't even just wait in, just jump in, jump in, just jump in all the way, just jump.
We'll be right back. jump into your river tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you that you're here in our midst. Holy Spirit, we just welcome you, Lord. You're already welcome. You're already here. You're already exalted, Lord. You're exalted day and night, night and day, moment by moment. And so, Lord, we just come together. We continue to just worship. We praise you, Lord. We praise you with our mouths. We praise you with our hearts. We praise you with our lives, Lord. We lay down our lives before you. Father, every moment we rely on you. We depend on you. Jesus, there's no one else besides you. There's no other king. There's no other closest friend besides you, Lord. You are the friend of all friends. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you want to demonstrate your friendship tonight. You want to demonstrate your friendship to each one of us, that you're so close. You're closer than a brother. We thank you, Lord, that you died on the cross to bring many sons to glory, to bring many sons and daughters to glory. That's your heart. So we just come and we recognize who you are, that you are the King of glory. Lord, you are speaking to every obstacle tonight, and you're saying, be open, come down, walls of Jericho, come down. The Red Sea, part. Red Sea, part. If you're facing a Red Sea tonight, we say, let it part in the name of Jesus. We speak to the walls of Jericho. We say, come down tonight. Anything holding up the blessing, anything holding up, we say, come down, move out of the way. Holy Spirit, you reign. We are your children. We have the inheritance. You died so that we could have the inheritance. Father, not by anything that we've done, but it's by what you did on the cross. Lord, we choose not to fall short. We choose not to say, well, no, that's not for me. You know, that's for someone else, or I'm not good enough for that. No, we cancel those lies in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you call us kings and priests unto our God. So we choose to step into that. We choose to step into our full inheritance. Father, to pick up the batons, Lord, to pray, to be watchmen and watchwomen on the walls, Lord. In this hour where there's so much chaos, where there's so much going on in the world, that you're positioning sons and daughters tonight to cry out, to pray, to intercede, to say, Lord, we want what's on your heart. We pray what's on your heart. Well, yeah, but God can do whatever he wants anyway, right? He's sovereign. No, God, well, yes, you are sovereign, but you're saying, no, I want you to be where I am. I want you to be in my midst. I want you to pray my heart. I want you to pray my destiny for my people. I want you to pray out the gospel that those who are lost would come to know you in Jesus' name. Well, yeah, I'm just going to sit back and pray and not do anything. No, we're going to pray and we're going to go. We're going to pray and we're going to go. We're going to pray and we're going to go tonight. Lord, you're calling us. You're calling us to pray and you're calling us to go. Lord, it's time to not just sit back. It's time to say, I'm going to rise up. I'm going to talk to that person over there who's depressed. I'm going to help that person over there who's in fear. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we choose to step out of our boxes tonight. We step out of our comfort zones and we say, Lord, I want to go where you are. I want to be in the uncertainty, Lord, where I don't know what's going to happen because you're there. You're on the water. You're on the water. You're saying, come, my child. That's what Peter did. Lord, you called Peter. He said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come. And you said, come. You told him to come. And he did it. Like Graham Cook said, he was on a substance he had no business being on. But he just saw you, he locked eyes with you, and he went for it. He went for it. So we choose to go for it tonight, whatever the situation is. Lord, that's what you died for. You died for that. We thank you, Jesus, that yes, you are the God of the impossible. So any impossible situation right now that you're like, oh, I have no idea. You're right. We don't have any idea. I don't have any idea. You don't have any idea. But God does. God knows. He's saying, yes, let me figure it out, and I'll move it out of the way in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the cross, Lord. We thank you for the cross, Jesus, that on Calvary, that you saw each one of us when you hung on that cross next to the two thieves, that your love was pouring out constantly, pouring out. Nothing could come out of you except love. Love always came out of you. That's who you are. That's your nature. And so we just grab a hold of that. We say, your love never fails. We say your love never fails to our family. We say your love never fails in our workplaces. We say your love never fails to our neighbors. We say your love never fails to every person we come in contact with. So Holy Spirit, we just choose to be in that place of worship and adoration of you, God, because it's about you. We fix our eyes on you, Lord. Father, that you, if we only knew how glorious he is, and if we just had a glimpse, I believe our lives would change even more. Lord, if I just had more of a glimpse I haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything yet. So we choose to just position ourselves and say, like Susie was singing out, I want more. I want more. So just cry out with me. I want more. I want more of you, Lord. I want more of what you want to do in our lives. Jesus, because you sacrificed your life on the cross. You sacrificed, God, it was worth it to you. It was worth it to pay the price. So Lord, we choose to pay the price. We choose to count the cost. We choose to die to ourselves. We choose to lay our lives down. We choose to carry up the cross and follow you no matter what it looks like, no matter what comes our way. It doesn't matter. Our lives are hidden in you, Jesus. Our lives are hidden in you. It doesn't matter because you're worth it, God. You're worth it. Oh, Jesus, you're worth more than we can even express, God. It's too deep for words. It's too deep for words. Lord, I just thank you that you're taking each one of us into the depths of your heart tonight, that we would live and understand and be in that reality of your heartbeat, Lord, that we would groan. I believe there's deep groanings going on in our hearts tonight. Lord, just let, if you're like, well, I'm not sure what's in there, just there's a place of groaning in our spirit. Lord, we just want to tap into that. We want to tap into that depth right now. Father, we're going deep. We're going deep. We're done with the surface. We're done with just swimming on the surface. We're saying, no, I want to go deep. I want to contend for more. I'm not satisfied. Lord, I thank you for what you've done, but there's so much more. There's so much more. Come on, guys. There's so much more. There's so much more. There's so much more. There's so much more. In Jesus' name, Lord, the cross paid for so much. You paid for so much. You paid for infinitely more than we can ask or think. So, God, we're in awe of you tonight. We're in awe of you tonight. We're in awe of you tonight. We stand in awe of you, Lord. We stand in awe of you. We stand in awe of you. God, what else can we do? What else can we do but just wrap our hearts and our minds around you, God, because you are the one. We're going to stand before you. We're going to stand before you face to face. Face to face. Face to face. He's face to face with us tonight. He's face to face with us. He just wants to draw you in. He wants to say, come, my child. I want to be face to face with you. I want to lock eyes with you. Your heart, my heart. Your heart, my heart. And then we're going to know. We're going to understand more of the ways of God. We're going to be able to pray. We're going to be able to call a situation for what it is and tell it to go. Tell it to turn around. We thank you, Lord, for the Jewish people, for your people in Israel, Lord God. Father, for all people, for Palestinians, for every nation, Lord, you want to reveal yourself. You want to reveal yourself. You already have, but I believe our eyes are being opened. We worship you. Oh, come down with your glory. Come down with your glory. Let your glory come down. Let your wind blow. Let your wind blow. Let your spirit come. Let your healing flow, let your healing flow, let your healing flow. Let your will be done, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. Oh, oh, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. It's by your and nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. 'Cause I am your child. I am yours and you are mine. Abba. Rescuing those who are lost, who are somewhere, and they're just wanting to know where you are. They're just wanting a way out. But you are the answer. You are the answer. You are the answer tonight, tonight, tonight. 'Cause you are the answer. You are. Oh, we go lower. We go lower still. We go lower still. We thank you, Lord, that you are revival. You are revival. We are sent ones in this place. We are sent ones. We don't just go randomly, Lord. We're sent by you. We're sent. We have a purpose. We're going forth. We're going places. We're going to the streets. We're going wherever you send us. We're sent. We're not just wanderers. We're not just going, well, we'll see what happens. Lord, we are led. We are led by you. We are your children. We hear your voice. Your word says, my sheep hear my voice. They will not follow the voice of another. They will not follow the voice of a stranger. Lord, I just thank you that you're speaking to each one here tonight. You're speaking to my heart. You're speaking to those online. You're speaking to every one of us. We thank you for this night of reckoning. We're saying it's time. It's time to step up. It's time to go. Yes, it was time yesterday, but it's time today. And it will be time tomorrow. How's it going to happen, Lord? You say, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about its own things. I've given you what you need for today. I've given you your daily manna, as we heard recently from Dr. Miller. I thank you, Lord, that you're pouring out. You're pouring out more and more and more. Overflowing till we can't contain it anymore. Till we can't contain it anymore. Jesus. We just want to overflow. Just when we think we've had enough, you just want to say, no, there's more. There's more. There's more. Do you want more? Are we hungry enough? Are we thirsty enough? Or are we just settling? Are we just like, yeah, I think I've had enough? No, there's more. He's saying, come on. Come on, my son. Come on, my daughter. There's more. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Yes, Lord. Put on a question. Lord, as we take your body, as we take the elements, your body and your blood, Father, we just continue to just ask you to encounter us, to draw us into a deeper place of encounter, into a deeper place of just being with you and of just drawing near. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. We thank you for your precious, precious, precious blood, your precious, precious body. Every single day, every single moment, Thank you, Lord. Your body and your blood speaks over my life, reminds me of what you did, heals me, restores me. God, we just thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We just dwell in your mercy. We dwell in your grace. We dwell in you. We dwell as you dwell in us. Yes, Lord. We offer these elements to you. We thank you, Lord, for this time of communion, communing with Abba, communing with Jesus, our King, communing with Holy Spirit. What? I can't even understand that. You allow us, you call us that close with the Trinity, to be in such intimacy with you. There's no words, Lord. We just worship you tonight. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship, we worship, we worship you. Holy Spirit, we worship you.
As I was preparing for worship for tonight, I felt the Holy Spirit say history maker, and I pulled out this old song, and it's just, he just wants us to so know that we were born for this time and for this place. Like the sons of Issachar, that we could have discernment for the times that we live in. We're partnering with him, and the great harvest is upon us. It's coming. Every time we pray, every time we worship, it's warfare in the heavenlies. And he's calling us out as history makers. Every time we send a team out to another country, we're history makers. Every time we go downtown, or we pray with someone in Walmart or in our neighborhood, we're history makers. He's doing it. He wants us to know we were born for this. We were born for this time now. Is it true today that when people pray, cloudless skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Well, yes, it is true. Is it true today that when people pray, we'll see the dead men rise and the blind set free? Oh, yes, it's true. See the dead men rise and the blind. Peter, can you lead out "I Speak Jesus"? My voice is getting a little worn. Oh, we speak Jesus. We speak Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We'll be history makers with you, Lord. We will walk into your arms and we will go with the flow of your river. We speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Every dark addiction starts to break. Every there is hope and there is freedom.
Your name is life.
out Jesus from the mountains, and Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus born a family, I speak your hope.
Are being dispatched. Strongholds are literally being broken. There's warfare happening for our families. Addictions, darkness are breaking. The light of Christ is dawning a new day on our families. Even right now. Even right now. Right now. Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak your holy name. Jesus, shout Jesus from the mountains. Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness.
Yes, Lord, just break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, Thank you, Father, that your word is running swiftly forth tonight. In the name of Jesus, that you move upon the prayers and the worship of your people. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And I just believe as we've been sending this worship, we've been putting it before the Lord, we've been ministering to the Lord and sending his word forth, I just believe that the Lord is breaking strongholds and shining on shadows related to relentless pursuit and all of the invitations that we've made. It's just the Lord just reminded me in my heart tonight that as we've gone out, as we've been faithful to invite people to relentless pursuit, do you remember when you were lost and in the darkness? Do you remember? I remember it was a dark and lonely place, and I needed someone who would stop for the one for me and invite me to the edge at Mount Union. I needed someone who was going to stop for me. This is not about having a conference just to have an event. It's about the bigger picture of what God is wanting to do through this ministry, bringing in the harvest into this ministry and bringing forth laborers that will be ekboloed into the harvest fields unto the nations. So we thank you that in the name of Jesus, every barrier and every hindrance that has tried to come against every invitation that we've made, we cast those down. We cast those hindrances down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we call forth the harvest into this conference. In Jesus' name, we rebuke the liar. We rebuke it. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We say, open up the ancient gates that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong. On hearts, you'd bring remembrance to hearts. Lord, bring your fire, Lord, and bring it in. It's not about having people in seats. That's not it. It's about your vision, Lord. It's about what you're doing. And Father, forgive us. Lord, forgive us where we have been, if anywhere where we've been disobedient or complacent or non-cooperative. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Would you show us people that you still want us to invite this week? It's about their destinies. It's about people receiving the freedom that we get to experience. It's a privilege to know the Lord in this way, to experience this type of freedom that the world doesn't know. Why wouldn't we want to invite people to experience?